EFT, this is Jen.
This is Kadriana Collivet from customer support. Do you mind providing me with your zip code?
Okay, the zip code is 46613.
Yes, ma'am, and your first and last name?
All right, I just want to let you know I'm calling on behalf of the cardholder. I work at Teachers Credit Union, and they're trying to claim fraud, but I can give you their name.
Yes, ma'am, what's their first and last name?
Yes. Sorry, I'm trying to get to that screen again. Hold on. Okay, so the first name was Wendy. It's sorry, I'm working from home too. It's not a good day. It's Wendy.
I understand. It's,
it's
okay.
It's rough. It's Wendy. It's W-E-N-D-Y. And then the last name is Faulkner. It's F as in Frank. Sorry, I can't even think. A-U-L-K-N as in Nancy, E-R.
Okay, give me 1 second. Once the account load, then we can discuss the transactions, and I can tell you where the initiative charge started from, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay, so yes, I on the 1st of December, they ordered kitchen appliances for $5.74. And when they made the initiative purchase, it states in the terms and conditions that it's only a trial period, and if they don't call and cancel, they'll be charged a monthly membership fee to the online shopping store. But in order for them to even make the initiative purchase, they have to agree to the terms and conditions. You know, like the little box that you have to check to say, you know, I've read the terms and conditions. I agree to the statements that is in here. It tells them that. And in order for them to make the initiative purchase, they have to agree to the terms and conditions. So that's where the 6732 comes in. You can let your client know also to check their email, maybe their junk or their spam folder if it's not in the regular inbox, that they have a $125 gift voucher for them to shop on the online shopping store at a discounted price.
Are you able to tell me what email address that they provided you so I can pass that on?
Yes, ma'am. It is W-E-E Faulkner at gmail.com.
Got it. And then one other thing. So you guys did ship some kind of product in the beginning?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any way I can get that tracking number?
She made that order on the 1st, and it was shipped out on the 3rd.
Can I bother you for that tracking number? Because they're annoying. This is their third trial dispute that they're trying to come and say they didn't do, and I've had a call on every one of them. And I want to be like, hey, here's the tracking number. You got your stuff. Leave us alone. So is there any way I can get that number when I close this case out?
Yeah, give me
I really appreciate it. They're just making me work hard today. Dang.
They really have to read the terms and conditions. Okay, so the tracking number is 873 929-798-030-0294.
Is that who do you guys use to ship?
United States Postal Service,
Okay.
USPS.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. You too. Have a nice day.
All right. Have a good weekend. All right. You too. Bye.